AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Data released late today indicates the Amtrak train that jumped the tracks last night in Philadelphia was traveling twice the posted speed as it headed into a sharp curve in the Port Richmond part of town.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
When the train left the rails 3 seconds later, it was going 102 miles per hour. NTSB member Robert Zumwalt, who released the data late today, says a computer system that prevents trains from exceeding their maximum allowed speeds was not in place where train number 188 derailed, killing at least 7 people and injuring 200 others, some critically. AP Update. I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.